Well, I got away in a way. That's one way of getting out. But do you have any concept of what the beings were like that connected you to all of this? And trained you? Anytime I try to conceptualize them, I get the idea of a... Of what? He was having difficulty finding the words. Of kind of an insect-like intelligence. Just alien, completely alien. You mean, alien from anything that you are familiar with? Or anything the being was familiar with? Yes. The being, that black whatever it was, didn't have any more idea how to describe his captors, or whatever you'd call them, than I do. He just knew that they were powerful, or it was powerful, or whatever. Did he ever see them? Do you think? That wouldn't be possible. Then they trained him without him seeing them, or having any contact with them. Does that sound right? He nodded, it does. But you said an insect-type intelligence. What do you mean by that? I don't mean that they were insects. I mean that they... It was or they were. I don't even know if it's a plural. I don't know its purposes. I don't know what it was even made of. I don't even know for sure if it was protoplasmic. He might have been trying to describe a group mind concept, which his subconscious equated with an insect-type intelligence. Similar to the manner in which bees and ants operate. S. Plasma is the word I was trying to remember earlier to describe the inside of that pyramid. The plasma inside it congealed. The unwilling recruit, 133. D. That makes sense. We use the best word we can to describe things. But I was curious as to why you called it an insect-type intelligence. S. Because it had absolutely no concern for my well-being, other than for its own purposes. It had an understanding of my habits, values, life systems, which were extensive, but that understanding was only insofar as it served its purposes, their purposes. And I have no idea what those purposes were. D. So in that way it was alien or insect-like. Well, what happened to you after the explosion? When you said the being was destroyed? S. Well, I'm not sure that was me. I guess it was, if there's any kind of continuity. I feel an identification with that black being. And I don't know what the connection could be. It may just be conceptual. D. Okay. Is this the life where the term that you used, thermodocular, came from? S. Long pause. It was supposed to have been. That's what we set out for. D. But nothing comes to mind? No. Then let's get Steve's conscious mind pushed out of the way, and talk to his subconscious. What was the reason for showing Steve that existence? S. That was his first existence in this reality. D. He seemed like an innocent type of being in that life. Is there any way of knowing where that existence occurred? Or is that possible? S. It's not relevant. D. Was it in our, shall I say our galaxy? S. Sure. In terms of space, it was not far away. D. Do you know anything about what was going on with this war? He was curious about the other side. S. There wasn't any other side. D. What do you mean? S. Both sides were the same. 134. Legacy from the stars. D. I'm trying to understand. Why were they fighting then? Long pause. Is there any way to explain what you're trying to say? S. Explaining and answering that question always instills ideas of, no matter how I answer that question, and it's been answered over and over and over, people always take the answers and twist them and bend them into human form. They put human faces on them, and give them human values, and human motivations. And if they're very, very powerful, they make them deities. I suppose it's not harmful ultimately, but it just doesn't have much correlation to the real answers to the questions you ask. D. Still, we have to put human values on it, because that's the way we think as human beings. But I'm still trying to understand how one side could be both, and why it would have to fight. S. The deity that. Well, the being or the. I might as well jump into it and just start putting names on things, because it's not going to be right anyhow. But the being that you're talking about that put this whole little show on, that this fellow was involved in. That being, you'd call a deity, you'd call it the deity. And that being invented both sides of the conflict. It is, and was both sides of the conflict. and asking whys. There isn't any why. D. Just for its own entertainment? S. That's as good an answer as anything. D. I know it's impossible to have an answer for some of these things. At least, an answer that we can comprehend anyway. But you said that was his first existence in this reality. S. That's true. D. And we went through other lifetimes he had where he was on Earth. Did those happen soon after the other one? I'm thinking in a linear sense. S. Well, in a non-linear sense everything happens simultaneously. The Unwilling Recruit, 135. D. Yes, I've heard that theory. But were there other experiences besides the ones we've covered? S. Yes. Countless. You're calling him he or it, and it's just. D. It's not either one of those names? S. What you'd call a soul, or what you would almost erroneously call a soul, has very little to do with the way you conceive it. You're putting a name on something that is too complicated to have a name. Picture this, if you have a lot of material and you mix it all up, so this time it comes up to be red, and the next time it comes up maybe to be green or blue or orange. And you mix it up over and over and over. All the times it comes up to be red, then you'd say all those existences were this same person. They had something in common. They had a particular attitude. All those times had a way of making themselves, but they're not all the same times though. The person lying here on this little blanket is not the same person that lived the other lives, or was flying some kind of a craft. D. Yes, I can understand that. S. The only thing really that there is in common is that the set of characteristics, and not even characteristics, not physical characteristics, but conceptual, had difficulty explaining. D. I was thinking of spiritual, is that what you mean? S. Interrupted, no, 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 no. There are conceptual propensities. A set of conceptual propensities is the linear that you're talking about. D. All right then. I think we're running out of time, and we've gotten into some complicated ideas. But I want to thank you for sharing that with me, even though it is complicated. All right. Then I want that entity to depart, and I want all of the consciousness and personality of Steve to once again return to the body of Steve. 136, Legacy from the Stars. Upon awakening and discussing the session, one of Steve's first remarks was, well, he sure didn't care a damn about their damn war. Yes, I said, as we laughed about his observation. He was really drafted. Chapter 7, Talks Vars Teg. This strange case occurred on my first trip to England in 1992, and the session was performed at the subject's house in London. It shows that these bizarre occurrences are not limited to Americans. I have encountered them all over the world. The subject in this unusual case was Mona, a young dark-haired divorced woman in her 30s. Her time was spent raising a young boy, and being involved in the unusual occupation of trying to teach others how to develop their latent psychic abilities. She had devised a simple method, and was much in demand to teach people, such as security guards and policemen, how to recognize potentially dangerous people by utilizing natural telepathic abilities they didn't even know they possessed. Her life was full and interesting, and her only complaint was that she had been trying to lose weight. She was having no success although she had tried several methods. She was looking for the answer in a possible past life that might be influencing this. Weight loss is a very common reason for requesting past life therapy. Often the cause can be traced to starvation in other lifetimes. This is probably the most obvious answer. But there can be causes that are unexpected. In one of my cases, the woman subject was the male leader of a powerful clan in Scotland. The responsibilities were great, and they did not cease upon the death of the individual. While the man lay dying, his subconscious 137, 138 leaked a very important and crucial clue to the carrying forward of excess weight, when he said, "I will never be rid of the weight of my responsibilities." The subconscious is very literal and responds to what it is told to do. It does not understand the concept of time, and carries out unconscious instructions, no matter which body the person is wearing at the time. In its primary job as protector, it feels it is required to guard the body, no matter what the insignificant conscious mind wills it to do. This is why it is so important to recognize the subconscious power and to deal directly with the subconscious in therapy. If this crucial part of the mind does not understand it is really harming the body, and agree to work on reconciling the problem, then no amount of therapy will work. The therapist has to convince the subconscious that, although it is only doing its job as protector, this is a different body that does not need the disruptive type of protection. It has to be given a different set of instructions that will be more helpful and beneficial to the subject. It has to be spoken to as one would speak to a child, and startling results can occur when it agrees to cooperate. Out of all the various reasons for obesity, this case had to be my strangest. And the suggestion that the subconscious gave to obtain release from the overweight problem was equally strange. In my type of work, you have to be prepared for the unusual and be able to adapt yourself to the unexpected. When Mona was in a deep state of trance, I used my cloud method to take her backward to search for the lifetime that would hold the answer to her problem. In this method, the subject drifts slowly off the cloud until they are standing on the ground. The suggestion is always given that it will feel as if they are a leaf drifting out of a tree, a slow and floating sensation, in order to create a peaceful atmosphere. This was the normal reaction I had experienced in hundreds of cases of using this method. So I was surprised when Mona's descent was radically different. She came down from the cloud experiencing a spinning motion, as though she was falling. I see mountains against a white sky. It's coming fast now. Almost as though I'm sliding down a mountainside. Stranded on Earth, 139, I tried to reassure her that she was perfectly safe, even though the effects she was experiencing were unexpected. Oh, yes. It feels very dangerous. But I'm not worried about it. I'm moving very fast. She was trying to gain control of the dizzying spinning motion. Her words were interrupted by cries of dismay. Every time I asked her to observe her surroundings, she couldn't comply. Raising her head to look around only caused her to spin more radically. I have this feeling now, of going faster and faster and faster, down at an angle. But a free slide of the angle down. Sliding, sliding. And I'm aware if I look up, it is hard because I'm moving so fast down. I'm aware of blue sky and some white clouds, and mountains. Almost like I'm sliding down the middle of a glacier. It's really weird. A chasm. It's strange. And I'm spinning a bit now. I physically feel as if I'm spinning. I have no idea why I'm falling. And now I'm dropping in a straight line down. I seem to be surrounded by something very heavy. It's the weight. And I'm definitely it, you know. And I'm just dropping like a stone. It's not scary. I'm just aware. Usually I ask you to drop like a leaf, so it won't feel so sudden. Isn't that strange that I'm dropping like a stone? Yes, instead of like a leaf from a tree. She gave the impression of someone hanging on during a gyrating amusement park ride. It was the feeling of being totally out of control. I was helpless to stop her descent until she was able to control the slide on her own. Suddenly, I've stopped. I've landed. Are you on your feet or what? 140, legacy from the stars. Well, it's just white. And, this will sound weird, chuckle. I'm in a sort of teardropped pyramid shaped. That's interesting. Surprised, it's a spaceship. A spaceship? It's spinning. The base is spinning. And it's white all around me. It's not scary. It's not frightening. It's a spaceship. Surprised, I am the spaceship. Does that make sense? Yes, it does. It does to me. Oops. I'm spinning. There we are. I'm spinning. I can physically feel my body literally turning now. Have you landed on the ground? Snow. That's why it's white. Tell me what you mean about being the spaceship. Why do you think that? Because I am. I'm aware that I have a mind, and I'm aware that I'm separate. But I'm also aware that I am the ship. Because my mind controls it. That's why. D, your mind controls? Yeah, it can't fly without you? No, all right. Look down at yourself. Do you have any clothes on? M, no. I'm very white too. Whoa. I'm spinning even more. And I'm managing to slow myself down. Whoa. Laughing, whoa, whoa, whoa. And now I'm taking off. Whoa. D, we don't want you to do that. Let's make it stop and hold still. M, whoa. Sorry. Hang on. Whoa. Laugh, this is like being on a helter-skelter. It's very, very disconcerting. D, if you're controlling it, then you can make it slow down. M, yes. It was just that when you said to look at myself, the whole thing took off. Whoa. Wait a minute. D, tell it to stop. It's stopped, and turn it off, so it'll stay still. I knew I wouldn't be able to get any answers until the distracting movement stopped. Stranded on Earth, 141, M, okay. Well, whoa. I know I should stop spinning. Phew. The speed. The speed. D, listen a minute. I didn't want her to go off without me. M, I'm listening. It's okay. I've got you. Listen. I'm spinning two ways at once. Literally. The center part of me is spinning in a clockwise direction, and my extremities are spinning in an anti-clockwise direction. And that's how the spaceship moves. Okay? D, is this a big spaceship? M, no. A small one. D, can you look at your body without getting dizzy? M, I can look at my hands. It's quite difficult because it's almost as if I'm transparent, but I'm not. I'm white to light, light. I'm luminescent. And I can't tell you whether they're big hands or small hands, but I can tell you that the tips of the fingers are bulbous. They're slightly swollen, almost as if they would have suckers on them, but they don't. Does that make sense? D, kind of like the bulb on a thermometer, you mean? M, with certainty, yes. And quite knuckly, as well. D, how many fingers do you have? M, counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, like a human hand. 5 with a thumb. I have a thumb. But the tips are different. And they're also bonier and fleshier. They're more contoured. Actually, it's quite stabilizing to look at my hands. I'm less aware of the spinning of the vehicle. D, tell me what your facial characteristics feel like. M, oh, okay. A pointed chin, a round egg-shaped head, small eyes, well, not so small, but they slant up like almonds. A very small long sculptured nose with just two holes, and a small mouth. D, do you have any hair? M, no, nothing. No hair. Nowhere, anywhere. I have a big brain. D, you know that? Do you think that's why the head is shaped that way? Why are you in that ship? 142, Legacy from the Stars, M, pause. What I want to say is that it's actually my job. And I crashed, you know. I crashed. This is like I'm stuck. And I'm very confused right now. D, why did the ship crash? M, something happened to the gravitational. I don't know. It dropped. It just dropped, bang. It shouldn't have done that. D, is that what was causing the spinning and the disorientation? M, it's very strange, because I am confused here. I am surrounded by cold ice. I'm definitely in the mountains somewhere. And I'm a scout ship. That's what it is, but I crashed. It was very sudden. It was like hitting a wall, and then the whole thing went out of control. But I didn't hit anything. D, are you going to be able to repair it? M, right now I haven't had time to check things out, but I'm very aware that. I banged my head. D, do you bleed? M, not like you mean, but there is a disturbance. There is a leakage. D, a fluid or what? M, it's difficult to explain. It is tangible. But it doesn't. It's not dripping, it's floating. Like plasma almost. D, what color is it? M, it's white. It's luminescent also. Slightly darker than my skin. D, it's coming out of your head? M, it's leaking up. It's up. It's completely staying up. D, floating up? Because it's inside the craft? I've never been outside this. I don't know what would happen if I stepped outside of this. D, I see. Well, do you have a way to summon help, if you were a scout ship? I have a panel in front of me that I can control. But the lights are the wrong colors. Something's happened. The frequencies have all gone crazy. It's yellow and green, and it shouldn't be that color. No reds. Stranded on Earth, 143. D, it's supposed to be red? Yes. It's very confusing. D, are there many little lights or what? Yes, like tiny light bulbs. I am very aware that the left side of my head is actually quite damaged. My ear also, internally, is quite damaged, and I'm very confused. D, what kind of ears do you have? What do they look like? Just sort of. How can I explain? It's like a raised protuberance with just a hole. Not like your ears would be. Different. Like a mushroom really with a hole in the middle. D, I see. But you think you have damaged that side of the head and the ear also? Yeah. It hurts. It hurts. But it sort of feels. There is one point that actually does hurt quite a lot. I immediately gave suggestions to relieve any actual sensation of pain. D, I don't want you to experience any physical discomfort. Do you know, were you supposed to come to this part of the Earth? I was mapping magnetic lines. That's what I was doing. I was recording magnetic lines. And then something happened. D, well, what are you going to do? At this moment I feel I should get out, and just check out where I am. Because my head hurts and I can't control this. The spinning must have been why I banged my head. Because it got out of control for a few seconds, and it shouldn't have done that. I am very experienced, and that was out of control. D, so you can't operate it or summon help, or take off again, as long as something is wrong with your head? Yes. I have to repair. I have to mend. D, can you do that? 144, legacy from the stars, I hope so. I don't want to be stuck here. It's very strange because I'm experiencing almost like a grief, a howling inside my body. I think I'm marooned. D, is it like fear, or do you know what that is? Fear? No, it's like mourning. It's grief. D, why would it feel that way? I don't know. D, well, where did your ship come from? Chuckle, if I said straight up and to the right. Laugh, a long way. Sigh, I'm hearing a language. It sounds almost like a guttural, throaty. I can't even do it. My voice box can't do this, Dolores. I can hear it in my head, but I can't. D, well, translate. Tell me what it's saying. Don't try to imitate it. Long pause, as she listened. Is it trying to tell you where you came from? Yes. But it sounds. She was frustrated because she couldn't make the sounds, not from this universe. D, did it come directly? No. Two stops. Two stops. Long, long journey. D, do you know where the other two stops were? Serious one. D, what was the other one? Outskirts of solar system. On the ring of Saturn. D, I thought you might have come from a bigger craft. No. Thought is faster. D, this craft is capable of going that far then. We don't eat like you. D, oh? How do you get your nourishment? Lights. D, light? How do you get light on board a craft? Radiation. D, where does that come from? Everywhere. D, I was thinking if you were enclosed on a craft there wouldn't be any kind of light inside it. Stranded on Earth, 145, no, it's not like you think. Not like you think. They divert. It is not like. 1. Explain things. Radiation is not harmful. It is nourishment. Vehicles are for ease of travel, rather than necessity. It's strange. D, then the light, the radiation, is coming from inside the craft? Inside and outside. D. Outside in space, or what? M. Yes. I just absorb it. It's everywhere. My skin. Moisture. That's the reason. The craft keeps the moisture. D. All right. You said you think you have to go outside to orient yourself, to see where you are. But didn't you say you have never been outside the craft? M. Not for a long time. I've been traveling. D. So you're able to exist as long as you're in the craft. It doesn't make any difference how long or far the distance is. M. I know how long until I crashed. D. Were you communicating with anybody before that? M. I am always linked to every thought. To all the others, to everybody. D. Won't they be able to pick up that something's wrong? M. I feel totally disconnected. Something bad happened. D. If they could still connect with you, they might come and get you. M. I feel totally disconnected. I'm very sad. D. Well, let's move ahead and see what you do. What are you going to do next? M. Now I'm someone, something has given me fur. D. Fur? M. I'm sitting in a cave with fur around my body, and a fire. And it feels strange, but it seems necessary. I lost a toe. It froze. It's gone. D. Then you went outside of the spacecraft. Is that what you mean? Yes. What did it feel like when you did that? M. Shock. D. In what way? 146. Legacy from the stars. M. Like breathing for air. Flames searing inside me. It's cold, but it feels a fire. D. Breathing the cold air was a shock. Yes. Do you breathe with a respiratory system? M. I have a system for adapting to the environment. I can breathe if need be. Mostly through skin, but can breathe should the intake of gases be more needed. D. I see. So you adapt to wherever you find yourself? M. Almost. Not all places. Some could be hostile. Acid would be. Sulfur's no good. Sulfur's acidic. D. But the gases that you're in now are not harmful? They were just burning at first. Or was that the cold that was burning? M. Both. One needs time to adjust. Can adjust, but it's hurts something. D. Were you walking in the cold? Is that when you lost your toe? M. I remember little. Just falling, and waking in this place with furs, and everybody has furs. D. There are other people? M. One. At present. I know, but I believe more. D. Are you comfortable there? M. I'm stranded. How can you be comfortable when you're stranded? D. I mean, you're no longer cold, are you? M. I'm numb. D. Then the fire is not helping? M. I think. Chuckle. You would term the situation depressed. I think I am very depressed and despondent. I'm still stranded. D. Yes. Well, what does this person look like who is with you? M. Furry. Hair everywhere. Hair. D. On his skin? Yes, I thought you meant fur like they had over you. M. No. I am wearing fur. But this is fur on the skin. He is big, tall. Much, much bigger than me. I come to chest high. 4'2". Weight please. 5 hevel, tall. Had difficulty, stranded on Earth. 147. Finding words, tell. You say telepathic. Works, speaks with the mind. It is a most compassionate being. Most intelligent. D. He must be compassionate if he took care of you. M. There is a bonding occurring. A friendship. I am very lonely. I can't reach my people. Sigh. I need the craft to do that. It is damaged. My head is damaged. I can't connect myself back in. D. Are you able to communicate with this other being? M. Yes, yes and no. Sort of. We understand each other, but there's no detail in the speech pattern. It's from mind to mind. You think hunger, warmth, company, friendship. Those things occur. No possibility for conversation. D. I see. Simple concepts? M. Yes. Had difficulty explaining, there is a great sharing, and yet no. There is a great sharing. I understand much of this friend, and he tries to understand me. He understood my need for protection, and gave me furs. I don't know where they came from, because he can't understand the question.